वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 71 चैप्टर इंटाइटल लॉर्ड ट्रैवल्स टू इंद्रप्रस्थ टेक्स्ट 13 निर्गम्यावरोधान् स्वान् ससुतान् सपरिच्छदान् संकर्षणम् अनुज्ञाप्य यदुराजं सशत्रुहन् सूतोपनीतं स्वरथम् आरुहद्गरुडध्वजम् निर्गम्यावरोधान् स्वान् ससुतान् सपरिच्छदान् संकर्षणम् अनुज्ञाप्य यदुराजं सशत्रुहन् सूतोपनीतं स्वरथम् आरुहद्गरुडध्वजम् निर्गम्यवारोधान् स्वान् ससुतान् सपरिच्छदा संकर्षणम् अनुज्ञाप्य यदुराजं च शत्रुहन् सूतोपनीतं स्वरथम् आरुहद्गरुडध्वजम् निर्गम्यावरोधान् स्वान् ससुतान् सपरिच्छदान् संकर्षणम् अनुज्ञाप्य यदुराजं च शत्रुहन् सूतोपनीतं स्वरथम् आरुहद्गरुडध्वजम् गम्यावरोधान् स्वान् ससुतान् सपरिच्छदान् संकर्षणम् अनुज्ञाप्य यदुराजं च शत्रुहन् सूतोपनीतं स्वरथम् आरुहद्गरुडध्वजम् माताजी निर्गम्यावरोधान् स्वान् ससुतान् सपरिच्छदान् संकर्षणम् अनुज्ञाप्य यदुराजं शत्रुहन् सूतोपनीतं स्वरथम् आरुहद्गरुडध्वजम् Translation purported by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O slayer of enemies, after he had arranged for the departure of his wives, children and baggage and taken leave of Lord Shankarshan and King Ugrasen, Lord Krishna mounted his chariot, which had been brought by his driver. It flew a flag marked with the emblem of Garuda. Purport. Having accepted Uddhava's proposal, Lord Krishna first proceeded with his wife's family and entourage to the royal city of Indraprastha, the capital of the Pandavas. The rest of this chapter describes Lord Krishna's journey to that city and how he was received there by his loving devotees. In Indraprastha, Lord Krishna explained to the Pandavas his plan to first kill Jarasandha and then perform the Rajasuya sacrifice. And with their full agreement, he proceeded with Bhimasena to settle accounts with the wicked king. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Lord Krishna's wives had also been invited to the Rajasuya sacrifice and were eager to go, the description of the colorful royal procession begins with the following verse. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Krishnavitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna So I'd like to seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees to speak something about this exalted subject matter of Bhagavatam. Although not at all qualified to be sitting here on this exalted seat. The translation reads, O slayer of enemies, after he had arranged for the departure of his wives, children and baggage and taken leave of Lord Sankarsan and King Ugrasen, Lord Krishna mounted his chariot which had been brought by his driver. It flew a flag marked with the emblem of Garuda. So in this particular verse, Parikshit Maharaj has been addressed as Shatruhan, which means killer of the enemies. Now if we look at some of the enemies who find a mention in Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj's enemies, now Parikshit Maharaj never killed them. Like while he was in his womb, he was attacked by the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. And after the battle of Kurukshetra, when Ashwatthama is punished by Arjuna, Krishna curses him. Krishna says, for 3,000 years you will wander the earth, afflicted by disease and completely alone, unable to speak to anyone. Wretched and foul smelling, you will dwell in the deep forests and dreary wastelands. So this was the curse that Ashwatthama had received from Krishna. And when Parikshit Maharaj, he became a king, he was the world emperor. But then he didn't venture out onto a... No, he didn't venture on a revenge expedition to look out where is Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama was very much present on earth at that point of time. But Parikshit Maharaj, he was not in a revengeful attitude. And he didn't look out for Ashwatthama. Instead, Parikshit Maharaj was looking at... He was looking for Krishna. That is how he received the name Parikshit. Next beautiful personality, next example is that of Kripacharya. Now Kripacharya, apart from Ashwatthama and Kritavarma, Kripacharya was the only survivor on the Kaurava side after the battle of Kurukshetra. And later on when Parikshit Maharaj becomes a king, he accepts Kripacharya as a spiritual master. And he... under his guidance, under the guidance of Kripacharya, he performs 3 Ashwamedha sacrifices. So again, why Parikshit Maharaj has been addressed as Shatruhan, that is, a mystery here. Even Kali, when Parikshit Maharaj goes out to look out, he is traveling all over the world and he sees this low caste Shudra, dressed as a king, and he is beating a bull and a cow with a club. And Parikshit Maharaj is very angry at this Kali. But then, because Kali begs forgiveness from him, he forgives Kali and he gives him 5 places of residence. And also Sringi, you know, when Parikshit Maharaj is cursed by Sringi to leave his body in 7 days, Parikshit Maharaj doesn't retaliate. So all these, you know, seemingly enemies of Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj is not, you know, taking a vengeance. Parikshit Maharaj is not, you know, on a mission to kill them. But still he is being addressed by Sukadev Goswami as Shatruhan here. Even before, in the 8th canto, Parikshit Maharaj is addressed by the name Arindama, that is, subduer of his enemies. So therein, Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport, and he mentions that there are two kinds of enemies that everyone has. One is the enemies outside, and other is the enemy inside. So Prabhupada mentions, in his political life, he was able to subdue all kinds of enemies. And even though he was a young king, as soon as he heard that he was going to die within 7 days, he immediately left his kingdom. In other words, Parikshit Maharaj didn't give way to anger. No, he was prepared for his death in the association of Sukadev Goswami. So how Parikshit Maharaj is not bothered with dealing with enemies outside, instead he is more concerned with dealing with enemies inside, is a very, very inspirational characteristic of Parikshit Maharaj that is highlighted by Sukadev Goswami here. And at the same time, it is a good inspiration for us also. We may be, you know, because of our fault-finding tendencies within, we may be able to, you know, observe certain enemies outside. But then, as a sadhaka, if we focus on the internal enemies, it's going to be more beneficial for us. So here in this particular verse, and all of us have been hearing since a long time, and the background goes how Jarasandh has held 20,000 kings captive with him, and all those kings, they send their messenger to Lord Krishna in Dwarka, and this messenger is pleading to Krishna on behalf of the kings to attack Magad and kill Jarasandh. And then shortly Narad Muni also arrives, and he extends his invitation from Yudhishthir Maharaj to come and participate in the Rajasuya sacrifice. And the Yadu generals who are present in that assembly, you know, on the prospect of fighting Jarasandh, they are not very happy about the proposal of Narad Muni, who is inviting Krishna to come to Indraprastha. So Krishna, he doesn't want to displease either the, you know, Yadu generals present there, nor he wants to displease Narad Muni. So he, you know, looks at Uddhava, and Uddhava's expert counsel, you know, sets the Lord preparing to go to Indraprastha here. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that how in Indraprastha, the Lord explained to the Pandavas his plan to first kill Jarasandha and then perform the Rajasuya sacrifice. And with their full agreement, he proceeded with Bhimsen to settle accounts with the wicked king. After the Mahabharata war is over, you know, Yudhishthir Maharaj is very much morose. And he, you know, comes to Krishna, and Krishna takes him to Bhishma Dev, who imparts him very, very valuable life lessons, you know, duties about a king and many other duties. So Bhishma Dev there mentions, Nahi karahichid kaschen, Nahi asya karahichid rajan puman veda vidhit sitam, yad vigyasaya yukta muhyanti kavyopihi. O king, no one can know the plan of the Lord. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they remain bewildered. So here we see that Krishna, he is going to Indraprastha, and he already has a plan chalked out that how, you know, he'll be taking Bhimsen in from, you know, along with Bhimsen, he'll be going to Magad to kill Jarasandh. But then, you know, Krishna doesn't just go and, you know, announce his plan, so, okay, this is how it is and we are going to execute it. No. In purport, it is mentioned that, you know, with their full agreement, he proceeds, you know. So the Lord, he is Swarat, he is supremely independent, still he consults. And he explains the plans and executes only after full agreement of his devotees. And many a times, moved by the, you know, desire of the devotee, actually that is the meaning of supremely independent. Supremely independent means, you know, when he desires, he he can also become subordinate to the desire of his devotees, and he agrees to change his plan also. So we'll look at a few instances that how much the Lord values his devotees, and he is ready to even change what he has initially thought of. You know, the Lord has his plan, but then he presents his plan before the devotees and he takes their opinion. And he also, you know, he is ready to change his plan, being controlled by the love of his devotees. So after this war of Kurukshetra, Yudhishthira Maharaj, we discussed that how Yudhishthira Maharaj, Krishna is about to leave for Dwarka, and right then Uttara comes. You know, there is this Brahmastra that has been shot by Ashwatthama, and Uttara comes and pleads to Krishna to save her, you know, and the child in the womb from this Brahmastra, from the fire of Brahmastra. And Krishna, he incarnates in a mystical form within the womb of Uttara and protects Parikshit Maharaj, who is there. And Queen Kunti, she is observing all these beautiful, you know, pastimes of the Lord, and she is, you know, she is feeling that now Krishna is about to depart, and he had been protecting us from all these enemies for so long, and now that after Yudhishthira Maharaj has conquered and defeated so many kings all over the world, there are so many kings that are at enmity with us. And now that Krishna is departing, there is a huge danger for all of us. And Queen Kunti, she, you know, prays, she expresses her, you know, sentiments in beautiful poetry, in beautiful, you know, verses, which is which goes by the teachings of Queen Kunti. And then, you know, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he comes to Krishna and he implores Krishna, he pleads to Krishna that please stay for a few more days. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport that no one could make Lord Krishna stay at Hastinapur when he decided to start for Dwarka. But the simple request of King Yudhishthir that the Lord remain there for a few days more was immediately effective. This signifies that the power of King Yudhishthir was loving affection, which the Lord could not deny. The Almighty God is thus conquered only by loving service and nothing else. He is fully independent in all his dealings, but he voluntarily accepts obligations by the loving affection of his pure devotees. So that is the love of Yudhishthira Maharaj, which, you know, which propels Krishna to change his plan. Another beautiful episode comes in the Chaitanya Charitamrit, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants to leave for Vrindavan. So after Lord Chaitanya returns from South India, he expresses his desire to, you know, go to Vrindavan. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he comes to know about the desire of the Lord, and he becomes very morose. He approaches Ramanand Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya, and he, you know, asks them that without Lord Chaitanya, this kingdom is not going to be of any interest to me. So please devise some plan so that Lord Chaitanya stays here for some more time. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he approaches Ramanand Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya for their permission to leave for Vrindavan, you know, they, both of them, very interestingly, they, you know, tell to the Lord that please wait till the Rath Yatra festival is over, and then once the Rath Yatra festival is over, you can go in the month of Kartik. So Lord Chaitanya agrees, and then, you know, when Kartik arrives, you know, the month of Kartik arrives, Lord Chaitanya again, he wants to leave for Vrindavan, because from the very beginning Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this desire to go to Vrindavan. Immediately upon taking initiation from Ishwarapuri, you know, he wanted to leave for Vrindavan, but then because propagating the Sankirtan movement in Navadvip was of immediate importance, you know, he relented at that point of time. And then again, when he had taken sannyas, you know, again he was going towards Vrindavan, but Nityanand Prabhu, he tricked him to go to Shantipur instead. So here is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, in Kartik again asking for their permission, and Ramanand Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya says, now it is very cold, you know, month of Kartik is very cold, so please wait till the Dola Yatra festival is over and then you can go. So like this, Ramanand Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya, they are able to postpone the plan of Lord Chaitanya to go to Vrindavan for a good 2 years. And during these 2 years, devotees from Bengal, they come to Jagannath Puri to attend the Rath Yatra festival, and they stay there for, you know, the 4 months of Chaturmasya. But it is described that in the third year, you know, when the devotees from Bengal come, they don't stay back. They see the Rath Yatra festival and they return back. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he again, you know, approaches that it has been a long time I have been requesting you that please allow me to go to Vrindavan. My desire to leave for Vrindavan has been, you know, increasing day by day. And he mentions that, you know, in Bengal I have two mothers, that is Jahanavi and Ganges and my own mother, Janani and Jahanavi. And I'll go to Vrindavan through Bengal and I'll also take the blessings of these two mothers that I have in Bengal. So please allow me. And Ramanand Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya, they feel that it is not so good to, you know, play so many tricks upon the Lord. So then they say, okay, you know, no need of going now. Please wait till, you know, the Vijayadashmi festival. So then you can go, you know, at the Vijayadashmi festival. So when the Vijayadashmi arrives, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally leaves to Vrindavan and he reaches on the day of Kartik Purnima. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions there, yadyapi swatantra prabhu nahe nivaran bhakta ichha bina prabhu na kore gaman. Although the Lord is completely independent and no one can check him, still he did not go without the permission of his devotees. So again we see here Lord Chaitanya changing his plan just to honor the desire of his devotees. Even before, when he wanted to leave for South India, you know, there also it is described that, you know, he comes before all his devotees and he says that all of you devotees, you have been very merciful to me because you brought me to Jagannath Puri and you gave me the darshan of Lord Jagannath. So therefore, all of you are my best friend. So therein it is mentioned that how it is the duty of a best, you know, best friend is he who actually connects us to Krishna, who brings us and leads us towards Krishna. That is how it is, you know, that is how one becomes a best friend. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is very grateful to the devotees for, you know, for them having brought him to Jagannath Puri. And this gratitude is what, you know, is very important, because in Kali Yuga, you know, there is a natural tendency to forget. You know, gratitude means kritagya. Kritagya means to remember what others have done for us. So in Kali Yuga, because of forgetfulness, we forget so many things. We may be having, you know, volumes of electronic data in our cloud, so to say, but then we forget the password. We forget names, we forget, you know, dates, we forget events, we also forget people. And we forget people who have been responsible for our growth in Krishna consciousness. So therefore here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, you know, teaching by his example how gratitude is a very, very important quality for a devotee. You know. So all of these devotees, when Lord Chaitanya mentions that he wants to leave for South India, everyone gets excited. You know, at the prospect of going with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, seeing all the holy places and doing kirtan and, you know, visiting different holy places of pilgrimage. But Lord Chaitanya says, no, I want to go alone. I don't want to take anyone with me because, you know, I want to go and look out for Vishwaroop. So there it is mentioned that, you know, Dakshina Desha Uddharite Korite Yei Chhal. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke half-truth. His mission was different. He wanted to actually deliver the whole of South India, but then he spoke half-truth that I want to go out and look out for Vishwaroop. Now being omniscient, he knew that Vishwaroop had already departed, but still he mentions that I want to go and look out for Vishwaroop. So it is mentioned that, you know, is it that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, you know, cheating his devotees? You know, how can a Mahatma cheat? And if someone is cheating, can he be a Mahatma? So Srila Prabhupada, he reconciles that great souls cheat others may be astonishing to know, but it is a fact that great souls cheat others for a great cause. So again, we see in Mahabharata that how after you know, Mahabharata, Yudhishthira Maharaj rules for 35 years. And every day he goes to, you know, Dhritarashtra to seek his blessings. Now Dhritarashtra was the one, in one sense, who was responsible for this whole war. But still Yudhishthira Maharaj, as a matter of duty, he goes and seeks blessings of, you know, Dhritarashtra and Gandhari every day. And then one fine day he finds that Dhritarashtra is missing. Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, they are missing. So he asks Sanjaya, because Sanjaya knew all the movements of Dhritarashtra. So Sanjaya, he is also very despondent, and he also expresses that I have been cheated by the great souls. So Prabhupada, again, it is mentioned that how, you know, that great souls cheat others may be astonishing, but it is a fact that great souls cheat others for a great cause. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually wanted to deliver everyone in South India, but he made this as his pretense of going out and searching out for Vishwarup. So when Lord Chaitanya, he says that he wants to go alone, Nityanand Prabhu immediately objects. And he says that, my dear Lord, you will be traveling all over South India, you will be chanting with one hand and you will be counting with the other. Someone needs to carry your external garments and your water pot. So therefore, you know, let me go. I have seen all the, you know, paths to the holy places in South India, and therefore I will be the best companion. But Lord Chaitanya mentions and he recollects that how, you know, initially I had wanted to go to Vrindavan, but you had instead led me to Shantipur. So therefore, and then when I was coming to Jagannath Puri, you broke my sannyas danda midway. So I don't want to take you. And then many other devotees also, you know, express their desire, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he still wants to go alone. Finally, Nityananda Prabhu says that, okay, here is this one Brahman, you know, Kala Krishnadas, you take him. And he will not disturb you in any of your activities. He will just do what you say. And again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepts the desire of Nityananda Prabhu and he takes Kala Krishnadas with him. And then after taking blessings from his devotees, he goes to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And he asks Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya for his permission to go to South India. Now Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, you know, he falls at the lotus feet of the Lord and he says that, my dear Lord, even if the thunderbolt falls on my head or my son dies, I can tolerate it, but I cannot bear separation from you. So please stay here for a few more days. And Lord Chaitanya, he agrees. He agrees to stay for 5 more days, you know, and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he invites Lord Chaitanya for, you know, lunch every day to his house. So it is interesting to note here that Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he is not a great devotee at that point of time, like the other devotees, you know, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda and others. It is mentioned that in the month of Magh, Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas. And then in the month of Phagun, he had come to Jagannath Puri. In the month of Chaitra, he delivered Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And then in the month of Vaishak, he decided to leave for South India. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, you know, he was a Mayavadi sannyasi. And Lord Chaitanya, he had convinced him of the bhakti process just a few days back. And it was Lord Chaitanya himself who had made Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya a practitioner of the bhakti process. And here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begging permission from Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And he also, you know, and when he expresses, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya expresses desire for the Lord to stay for a few more days, the Lord stays. And only after, you know, pleasing Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he finally, you know, goes to take blessings of Lord Jagannath and then he leaves for South India. So here Lord Chaitanya is teaching by his example that how there is a need for taking blessings from all categories of Vaishnavas. In the beginning of the Madhya Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also mentions, Chota Bada Bhaktagan Vandana Sabara Sri Charan, that all the devotees, small and big, I beg your blessings to be able to narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because I am just trying to, you know, repeat what I have heard from Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rup Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So please be pleased with me. You know, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada, he quotes Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that how, according to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there are three categories of Vaishnavas. First is the Bhajana Shila Vaishnavas, those who are experts in performing devotional service. Then is the Bhajana Vigya Vaishnavas, those who are experts in performing devotional service. Then is the Bhajana Shila Vaishnavas, those who are actually engaged in the process of devotional service. And then the third category is Krishna Name Dikshita, Krishna Namakori, initiated devotees who are engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So one should take blessings from all different classes of devotees. And even in this particular verse we find that how before leaving for Indraprastha, Krishna, he is taking leave and blessings from Lord Sankarshan, Balramji and King Ugrasen before departing to Indraprastha. So someone may wonder that as sadhakas, why do we need blessings in life? No. Okay, it is good to, you know, respect seniors and, you know, once in a while it is nice to have blessings. But why, you know, it is being stressed that from all categories of Vaishnavas and in every aspect of your life, at every phase of your life. So it is mentioned that how, you know, as sadhakas we are trying to practice a spiritual process in the material world, and which is not going to be so easy. You know, practicing a spiritual process in the material world is not going to be that easy, because all of us have these anarthas within our heart. I came across a beautiful understanding of this word anartha. You know, anartha means it is like a currency. Now, just like the currency of one particular country is not, you know, is invalid in any other country, right? So similarly, the anarthas that are there, we find people in this world, you know, they are really enthusiastic about being lusty, about being greedy, about being proud, right? Long ago there was this television commercial, you know, neighbors envy, owners pride. So, you know, people in the outside world, they look forward to developing, you know, these qualities to become more and more greedy. But then these qualities are not going to get us access into the spiritual kingdom. They don't have, you know, they don't have the capacity by which we can be allowed entrance into the spiritual realm. So therefore, fighting these anarthas and reforming, transforming these anarthas is going to take a lot of endeavor and effort, and that is going to take a lot of strength, and currently we don't have that strength. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he prays, Ekaki amar nahi paya bala harinama sankirtane, tumi kripa kori kripa bindu shraddha bindu diya deho Krishna namadhane. That alone I will not be able to fight with these anarthas. Alone I will not be able to transform these anarthas. I need your blessings, you know. I need the strength that you have, my Lord. No. So therefore, and further also he prays, Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakti ahe. Because the Vaishnavas, they have Krishna in their lives. They have that strength of Krishna consciousness with them. And when we seek blessings from, you know, such devotees, we also get that strength by which we will be able to, you know, overcome the challenges that we face in our Krishna consciousness. So that is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching by his example of, you know, seeking blessings from Sarvam Bhattacharya. So here we see that how Lord, he is traveling to Indraprastha, and there is this big event that is about to happen in Indraprastha, that is the Rajasuya sacrifice. And there is a lot of preparations that are going. The wives of the Lord, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he mentions that the wives of the Lord are eager to go, anticipating the joyous festivities, you know, at the Rajasuya sacrifice. The Lord is also very anxious to go to meet the Pandavas, and he is also very eager to go along with Bhimsen to finally go and kill Jarasandha. And there is a lot of preparation that is on the way. the Lord is, he's arranging for the departure of all the queens here, of the children, of all the baggage. And then he takes blessings from Lord Balaram and King Ugrasen. And then finally he boards his chariot and he sets off. And, in the verses ahead it is described how beautiful that procession is. The whole procession, the musical instruments are being sounded in all the directions. The whole procession is accompanied by the, by the Yadava army, with, chariots, with elephants, with cavalry, infantry and everything. And the queens, they are seated in golden palanquins, surrounded by soldiers with shields and swords. And that is how this whole procession is moving about. And later, Sukhdev Goswami is comparing this whole scenario to be like an ocean that is, that is being stirred with agitated waves and timingala fish, like that. And as thinking that how this beautiful procession, and in that matter, for that matter, any journey in the association of the Lord and His devotees is always going to be exciting. And Srila Prabhupada, he created this society of ISKCON to provide us with that association of the Lord in the form of His deities and the association of His devotees. And therefore, there is such a wide variety of inspiration that is available for all of us in this society. A wide variety of examples of devotees, a wide variety of, service opportunities, like that. So just like the saying goes that it takes a whole village to raise a child. So if we say that, it won't be wrong to say that it takes a whole society to raise a devotee. Because success in Krishna consciousness by a lonely endeavor would be unimaginable. Just imagine we are just told, okay, this is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, okay, now you are left without any devotees, without any inspiration, without any facilities for Krishna consciousness. It is really going to be very difficult for us. So therefore we have this variety of devotees, variety of inspiration and service opportunities available for our growth in Krishna consciousness. And, I was just wanting to share this small example of the recently concluding Kartik Yatra, that how we actually witnessed, such a wide assembly, such a wide variety of devotees, coming together, to inspire one another. And we saw, just like in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are, devotees from Bengal coming to Jagannath Puri. And, the devotees, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he is standing there with Sarvam Bhattacharya and asking the identity of who's who. So similarly, the, junior devotees, they are asking, who is that senior devotee? Who is that senior devotee? And then senior devotees, they are eager to give their own association to the junior devotees. I guess Sanand Vrindavan Prabhu, he was mentioning that how, this time in Kartik Yatra, he doesn't want to, go out anywhere. He just wants to give his time, to all the different devotees who want to talk to him, who want his guidance, whatever. And I felt so inspired that this, just as it has been reflected in the Shastra, like that. And not just that, we saw wide varieties of foodstuffs being cooked. Again, Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled with descriptions how the devotees, they cook such a wide, variety of bhoga and they offer it to the Lord and it is then distributed to the devotees. So we had this Annakoot festival, led by His Grace Balaram Anand Prabhu, Keshav Chandra Prabhu, and such a large number of bhogas being cooked and offered to the Lord, and then of course chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. So our only prayer is that, there is a lot that is available for us in this society, in this association, in the form of inspiration from the different kinds of devotees. And, if we can preserve those inspirations that we receive in our Krishna consciousness and act on those inspiration, success is going to be ours. So I'll stop at that unless any of you have any question or any comments. So we'll end here. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.